Good morning. This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. One of Governor Hogan's first acts as governor was to revoke regulations proposed by his predecessor aimed at reducing phosphorus running into Chesapeake Bay. Phosphorus is a component of the mounds of manure produced by the hundreds of millions of chickens raised in Maryland. Because it contains other nutrients, farmers spread that chicken litter to fertilize grain and soybean crops. But it holds more phosphorus than already saturated soil can absorb, and the runoff ultimately depletes oxygen in the bay. Farmers and business advocates contend it's very costly to limit phosphorus. When Governor Hogan, as he said, hit the pause button on the regulations proposed by Governor O'Malley, Democrats in the legislature immediately moved to lock the O'Malley rules into law. The situation had all the makings of a standoff, but last week a compromise was reached. We want to understand its implications and what may happen next. In a few minutes, we'll hear from a business that handles excess manure. First, part of our conversation with State Senator Paul Pinsky, a Prince George's Democrat who sponsored the bill to make the regulations law. I asked what he's telling his colleagues about the compromise.
It essentially has a clear end date of 2022, but it does allow 2 one-year postponements if an advisory committee feels the capability of utilizing or moving the manure is so difficult that it would put unreasonable demands on a lower eastern shore. The Hogan proposal really had off-ramps every year and ultimately in 2022. So my sense of the regulations he initially drafted could have kicked the can down the road for years and years and years to come. So that's why it's a victory that we have an actual drop-dead date.
Well, what is it the farmers have to do by 2022?
Well, actually, there's a new tool to actually measure how much phosphorus is running off into the streams and rivers and ultimately into the bay. University of Maryland and a lot of other scientists have been working on this for years. This is something I learned, is phosphorus stays in the ground for many, many years. So some of this phosphorus is legacy phosphorus. If fields have a high number, they have to stop using chicken manure as a fertilizer. And if that's the case, it'll either have to be utilized on other fields or shipped elsewhere, or hopefully changed using alternative sources.
The Department of Agriculture press release on the compromise says we are providing immediate action to limit pollution. What is the immediate action?
Well, the fields that are saturated to the point of probably have 3 to 4 times the amount of phosphorus that the plants can absorb, they'll have to stop immediately. That's almost as soon as the regulations take effect, which will probably be in some number of months, June, which I think is very positive, and I appreciate the administration for doing that. That wasn't in the original regs originated by the former Governor O'Malley.
And what are the circumstances that might trigger an extension of the 2022 deadline?
First of all, as I said, there's a phase-in. First, they use the existing tool called a PSI, not to get too technical, alongside the new PMT tool to figure out how much phosphorus is running off, how much is being absorbed. And then there's a transition to tighter standards over there's a first phase, a first wave, and then a second wave. And then ultimately, at the end of this, everybody has to use this new PMT tool. And if the numbers that come back show it's excessive, they can't put as you said, the mounds and mounds of chicken manure on the fields, and they simply can't be utilized there. And, you know, for some people who have multiple chicken houses, that's thousands of pounds of manure. And then the question becomes, what do you do with it? The state has a manure transport plan that helps pay for shipping it to other areas, maybe midshore on the eastern shore. There have been efforts to try to, you know, change its format and formulation into pellets, into this, into that. Not very successful so far. You know, there's some who say, well, there's so much of it, we'd have to ship it to Ohio or Pennsylvania. So there are real questions. I mean, there's a lot of it, and some people say the Purdue and the chicken industry between Tyson's, Mount Air, and Purdue is actually going to grow in the next 10 years, which means more chicken manure. And, you know, a lot of farmers will have 2 or 3 or 4 chicken houses to bring in extra income and also utilize the fertilizer or the manure as fertilizer because it's very expensive.
That's Senator Paul Pinsky, vice chair of the Senate committee that handles environmental legislation. This is Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast.
EnergyWorks is a company based in Annapolis that operates a power plant fueled by chicken manure in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and is interested in building one in Maryland. EnergyWorks President Patrick Thompson joins us on the line from Annapolis. Welcome to the show. Patrick Thompson, there are many ways to convert chicken manure to energy. What do these various processes have in common?
Well, the basic objective of all of them is to reduce long-term storage, long-distance hauling, and minimize the amount of land application so that we don't land-apply excess nutrients. And they differ in the chemical processes involved and as well as the strengths and weaknesses of each.
Well, as I understand it, your plant in Pennsylvania gasifies the manure and then burns that to generate electricity.
That's correct. The gasification process is able to take high nitrogen fuel or feedstock and convert into a biogas that is low in nitrous oxide or oxides of nitrogen, and then combust that gas to make heat that can be used then for various energy uses.
Could that process also be used for chicken litter high in phosphorus?
Absolutely. Each type of manure has different challenges, but the basic technology is equally applicable.
The Baltimore Sun is reporting that another company, Ag Energy USA, based in New Hampshire, met with state officials last week about building an anaerobic digestion plant near Salisbury that could handle close to 200,000 tons of chicken litter. How does anaerobic digestion work?
Anaerobic digestion is usually applied for higher moisture materials such as manure slurries. Poultry litter is a dry product, so they will have to mix moisture with it in order for the process to work. In this process, you have a relatively low solids slurry that has a variety of bacteria in it that break down the material, and one of the final steps is where a type of bacteria called a methanogenic bacteria actually converts the final raw material into CO2 or carbon dioxide and methane.
So it does not involve burning, combustion?
It produces methane gas. Usually the gas is something like 60% methane and 40% or so of other gases, including carbon dioxide. Natural gas is almost all methane, so it is possible to produce a pipeline-grade gas using this technology.
Based on what the Sun wrote, Ag Energy USA apparently is looking for a subsidy from funds that the electricity giant Exelon said it would make available for building a poultry litter-fueled plant in Maryland. In your view, as someone who has been working in biomass for 10 years, is it possible to get something like this going without a subsidy?
Not at this stage of the game. These types of technologies basically are creating useful fuels from a feedstock that is not a good fuel in its natural form. And so there are several steps in the process and lots of hardware and lots of capital investment involved. These processes are not able to compete head-to-head with conventional fuels such as coal or natural gas or other liquid fuels.
I really appreciate your talking to us about it. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Patrick Thomas is president of EnergyWorks, based in Annapolis. Its power plant, fueled by chicken manure, is in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Earlier, we spoke with State Senator Paul Pinsky. We have more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. And there will be more about the chicken manure compromise in 20 minutes on The Environment in Focus. What fuels us here at WYPR is your financial support. Here's Nathan to explain.